JJPI, Scientific Voices.
My name is Heather McCann, and I work at the French National Research Institute for Agriculture, Food, and the Environment. I coordinate the joint programming initiative called FATCA-JPI, which is on agriculture, food security, and climate change. And in that context, I coordinate the project which is called Already, which I will tell you about today. Already is a coordination and support action, which is funded by the European Commission, that will be coming to an end after its third year next month. It brings together 13 partners from across Europe and beyond. Objective of Already, together with its sister project, which is called AE for EU, Agroecology for Europe, is to prepare for a future European partnership that is on accelerating farming systems transition through agroecology living labs and research infrastructures. So today, we know that our food system must change in order to be sustainable and more resilient. And agroecology, which is at the same time defined as a science, a set of practices, and a socio-political movement, is aimed at supporting transition of agri-food systems towards more sustainable practices. So in short, agroecology can be defined as the science of ecological practices applied to agricultural production systems. And as such, agroecology can contribute to the goals such as mitigation of climate change and strengthening the sustainability and resilience of farming and land use. In order to achieve transition, research needs to be practical and solution-oriented. Living labs facilitate this as their user-centered open innovation arrangements that involve all relevant actors in a co-creative, iterative process. The European Network of Living Labs, ENOL, defines five elements of living labs that are important to consider. So one of them is active user involvement. The second one is a real-life setting, multi-stakeholder involvement, multi-method approaches, and also co-creation. So in the case of agroecology, the living labs are also what we call place-based, meaning that the solutions developed will be adapted to the local context. And the aim of Already, and in the medium term, the partnership, is to create a network of living labs and research that will be supported by research infrastructures, here defined as facilities that provide resources and services to support research and innovation. And the network can facilitate the transition as well as the up and out scaling of agroecology. So agroecology itself is place-based in that practices must be adapted to the local pedoclimatic setting. But it's also very knowledge intensive. And that is why sharing of knowledge through such a network is an essential part of achieving a transition to agroecology. One of the challenges of the project is that it took us some time to get started because we needed to have a common understanding about what agroecology is and what living labs are and even what research infrastructures are. As I mentioned, living labs are defined by a set of criteria, which are more of an approach and a sort of a methodological way of defining them than something that you can put your finger on, which means that there's a lot of variety. And agroecology, again, can be defined as a science, as a set of practices, and also as a movement. So combining the two was a bit of a challenge because we're looking at agroecology transition through living labs. And that meant spending quite a bit of time working with the stakeholders to come to this common understanding of what we were talking about. And one thing that we ended up doing is making these criteria for inclusion of living labs into the network based on the values, the activities, the context, the participants. And we now have developed an online questionnaire which allow them to evaluate their own a set of evaluation criteria which allow them to look at what they're doing and see how far along they are in agroecology transition and how they might contribute to agroecology transition. So finally, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about what Already has achieved. So it, the project itself has functioned in a with a co-creation approach, and beginning with a vision for building a network of living labs and research infrastructures for agroecology transition. The reference document that has been produced in the project defines the values, activities, policies, and competences needed for agroecology transition, and then defines a set of inclusion criteria for living labs and research infrastructures, which then in turn allowed a self-evaluation questionnaire to be established. So this allows living labs and research infrastructures to place themselves with respect to these different criteria and their maturity as living labs for agroecology transition. Furthermore, a method for mapping of living labs and research infrastructures and the barriers and drivers of agroecology transition have been explored. Funding models were also mapped, and this mapping exercise allowed us to make recommendations for further advancing agroecology transition with living labs and research infrastructures as key research and innovation mechanisms. Another activity already was to form a pilot network. And the pilot network was established bringing together existing living labs and research infrastructures to serve as a test bed, again, allowed us to, in a co-creative manner, to define the needs of living labs and research infrastructures in terms of research gaps, capacity building activities, and support tools, such as the virtual lab that was developed within the already project. Together, these achievements have allowed all of us to prepare for the future partnership and to prepare an implementation plan for the network. Almost all of the work that's been achieved in already is feeding directly into the new partnership that will start in early 2024. So I would say that the project has achieved what it set out to do. Although several parallel processes were put in place to prepare the partnership, in the end, they mostly have worked quite well together. And we think that this has provided a strong foundation for the partnership that we think can contribute strongly to more resilient and sustainable agri-food systems in the future.